For the rest of Masechta, we'll be continuing on various halachas of Tumah and Tara. We mentioned before that there's a difference in the level between Kachim and Truma. So we're going to list various halachas where Kachim is more chamor, more stringent. Well, the Chachamim treated Kachim more stringently than Truma. Paragimel Mishnah Aleph. Chaymer b'kodesh mi b'truma. Various ways where Kachim is considered more stringent than Truma. In one way, number one, Shemat Bilin, Kalim, Besech Kalim, La Truma, Avaloi, La Kredish. So the halacha is, if let's say Kalim become Tameh, so in order to be Matar them for Truma purposes, you can actually stack the Kalim together and dip them in together. And we assume that the water will get between them, but when it came to Kachim, Avaloi, La Kredish. But Kachim, we were more stringent, and the Chamim said that in order to make sure that Kalim are Kachim, are tar, for Kachim purposes, you actually have to dip them in and make them together. So again, that's a chumra by Kachim over Truma. Number two, Acharayim v'seich ubeis hatzvita. The underneath the keli or inside the keli or the handles or indentations in the keli in order to grip it, these are three separate parts of the keli. And if they become tame from tumah midrabanan, the halacha is that they are not necessarily mitame all the other parts. But that's only good for truma. So the Chachamim said that all because, let's say, the bottom becomes tame doesn't mean the handlebars are tame. But that's for truma purposes. Avaloi b'kodesh. When it came to kachim, they were more stringent and said, look, if any one of these things become tame midrabanan, then we consider all of the parts tame midrabanan for purposes of hanaisis and midras, naisis and truma. You're allowed to actually carry a midras, something that's tumei tumas midras, and also truma on your other hand, as long as it's in an earthenware keli, and we're not afraid that it'll cross-contaminate each other. Avalayis HaKadosh, but when it comes to kachim, you can't carry kachim and midras in it together. Again, we're afraid that there's going to be some cross-contamination. Again, this is a chumrah of kachim over truma. Big day eichle truma, midras HaKadosh. And again, this is a halacha we had before, that the clothing or the kalim, someone who eats truma as for purposes of kachim, that's considered tumas midras. Like you mean, there's a kodesh midas truma. The way to be to matar something for kodesh is not the same as being matarid for truma purposes. What do we mean by this? When it comes to kachim, you actually have to untie any knots in your clothing. You got to make sure it's dry, and then you could put it into mikvah. That's good enough for kachim, and then you could tie it back afterwards. But truma kasher v'akach matbil. But when it comes to truma, you're actually allowed to leave the knot on and dip it in the mikvah, and we assume the waters will get into the knot. Again, it's just an additional chumrah stringency we put upon kachim as opposed to truma. Mishnah Beis. Kalim had a gemara in b'tara. Let's say someone created a kli and he finished it while it was in a state of tara. Tzrichim tefila kodesh. When it comes to using it for kachim, you still got to dip it in the mikveh. Even though you say, hey, I did it when I was tar, I could pretty much tell you there was no tumah that got in here. For kachim purposes, there was an additional stringency to put in the mikveh first. Avalei the truma. When it comes to truma, we rely on the fact that it was made b'tara, and you can use it for truma purposes. Hakli mitzaref mashab b'soich l'kodesh, avaloi l'truma. If you have various different things in a keli, different cooked pieces, for truma purposes, it's all considered separate. So if one becomes tamei, doesn't mean the others are necessarily tamei. When it comes to kachim, as soon as one piece becomes tamei, all the pieces become tamei. They're all mitzaref together. Again, a chumra of kachim over truma. Harvi b'kodesh pasul. So the degree starts like a zav or a nida. If those things touch a keli or food, they become rishon l'tuma. And if those things touch, for example, chulin, they become sheni. Now, once you go to sheni, sheni stops at there. So sheni can't be metame other chulin. But if it touches truma, then the truma does become tame. That's called the shlishi. And then if that touches kachim, that's a revi, but again, only kachim are tumah betumas revi. So those are the various degrees. So again, a revi, but kodesh pasul, a fourth degree tumah makes kachim pasul, but again, it can't be metama anything else. It sort of stops there. A shlishi by truma, but again, by truma, it stops at the shlishi. Only a third degree makes truma pasul, and it doesn't go beyond that. But truma, if nitmes achas meyadav, chaver tatayru. When it comes to truma, if one of your hands become tumah midrabanan, then the other hand is considered tar. But when it comes to kachim, one hand becomes tame, then you have to be matar both hands. Shayad matame is chaverta b'kodesh, avaloi b'truma, because the one hand makes the other hand tame for kachim purposes, but not for truma purposes.